Prologue. This is a story about stories. The stories we are told about who we are by others. 20 years ago, I began writing this memoir as a suicide note. And as I was trying for hours to sum up my life in one small letter, all I could think was, is that it? This note said so little about me, and in no way captured the life that had brought me to that exact moment. It was incredibly sad to think a small assemblage of words might be all I had to leave behind. So, I decided before I went, I should look at my entire life just once. A story so much bigger than me. I borrowed a typewriter from a neighbour. For the next few weeks, I typed for 14 hours a day on a tiny tabletop on the floor that I had found in the street. I smoked and drank coffee endlessly in my tiny housing association flat until, one night, I placed down a full stop to find I had a full manuscript. After I had written the end, I locked the entire typed up document away in a flight case and vowed never to look at it again or discuss its contents with anyone. In one decisive act, I had taken what was a suicide note and turned it into a book that kept me alive for many more decades. Returning to stories, we hear them in every aspect of life, on the bus, in school, at home, the pub, in our relationships, via every single aspect of human culture. This one shared constant underpins so much of our lives. The government told a story about me before I was born. Strangers who took me in were given a story, and they too had their own stories. I never turned up at a stranger's door just to be me. The story always arrived before me.